download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And we are back. We want to thank both the mayor, Mayor Bill Carpenter, and Sheriff Joe McDonald for being our guest on that last segment. If you missed any segments on this show, hopefully you know by now that you can always access the podcast. It usually takes me a few days. I'm the guy you can blame if you don't see it up there immediately. It takes a few days. When I get a moment to exhale, I usually do a couple of podcasts, and then I inhale. It's just how it works. Joining us right now, someone that if you, you're just tuning in, we've had Donna Rodriguez on before. She is with PAC TV, and we've talked about a number of things. We're big fans of community things. That's what I feel our common thread is. The show focuses on community, and Donna, PAC TV, does a lot of community stuff. Talk to us about the latest stuff that the PAC TV has been up to. I believe that you had a big event this weekend.
We did. We had our annual auction that we produced in conjunction with the local Plymouth Rotary Club. And this year was their 20th year. For 20 years, they've been raising money for the local community. It's their biggest fundraiser of the year. When we walked into this year, they had raised $1,085,000 over 19 years, and every penny went back to local charities, scholarships, and some of the work that Rotary International does. So it's a huge event. It's something that we just have an incredible time working with them on. Over 500 businesses in the South Shore area donated items to be auctioned off over the weekend. And as of today, the numbers I hear are they raised approximately $50,000.
Was that the goal? Or do you set a goal every year? Is it just a matter of, let's hope we raise this amount? That, you know, folks have donated this much, so we have the possibility of raising this, but you never know if somebody might, you know, overbid what a set bid is.
Well, I think they try to get as many donations as they possibly can. And then based on that, their goal is always to get as much return as possible. Mm. On average, I think it's about 50% of what the actual value of all of the items are. But I'll tell you, those Rotarians are so dedicated to what they do, and they are just amazing at collecting donations. And again, we couldn't do it without the businesses that donate. So it really is a huge community event. And it's something that also is just a crazy amount of fun. Our studio is just firing. Every single room is going. We have people everywhere, and it's a great event for us as well because we get to do community service by working with them. And our staff and all of our volunteers, they're the ones who are responsible for making it look good on the channel, which
sure,
is just phenomenal.
And I believe you had, I tuned in at one point, I think Plymouth County Treasurer Tom O'Brien was kind of barking out some of the things on the boards and
yes,
trying to get folks to...
He was there
bin.
Sunday.
Yep.
Yes, we had Representative Matt Moratori also was the MC for part of the weekend, and
nice.
And he was auctioning off. State Senator Vinny DiMacedo was there on Saturday. DA Tim Cruz, our most recent Senate President Therese Murray was there. So
very nice.
People from all over the community come in, and when the bids get going, it is a ball to hear the phones ringing and people screaming and just the numbers increasing. So we like to compare it to Channel 2. We think it's pretty amazing.
It's right
event.
On par. It's right on par with let's talk about some of the things that you do as far as community service bulletin boards. I know that you do. A public service announcement day to kind of give us some insight into those items.
Sure. And as an organization, and as you guys know, I'm sure, and talking about community television, it's really our job to reflect the communities that we serve. And so we provide a number of services, but our entire organization and our members are really dedicated to providing community service. So some of the things that we do, we have community bulletin boards that run in between programming 24 hours a day that announce important things for local nonprofits. We produce public service announcements free of charge for our area nonprofits. We have a weekly news program that features stories in all four of our towns, which are Duxbury, Kingston, Pembroke, and Plymouth. And my love and my background is health and human services. That's where I came from, to PAC TV. So one of my favorite things as the community outreach coordinator is being able to provide service to our nonprofits. So this year, actually it was last October, we introduced a new community service project, and it's a half-hour talk show called Building Community. It's something that we're in our fifth episode now, and we're planning on it moving forward as a monthly half-hour talk show. We started off, our goal was really to be able to promote the services our nonprofits offer, be able to connect people to those services, but also to talk about what are the issues that impact our four towns. So in our first seven episodes, we're talking about the seven dimensions of health and wellness, and what does that look like at a community level? As we move forward, we're going to be talking about some of the other issues in our towns as we get into specific topics. Next month, we're going to be taping a show about environmentally friendly landscaping with Greenscapes. We're also going to be recording a show about HIV and AIDS. Mm-hmm. We've got the executive director of the AIDS Action Committee coming down, but we also have folks from the Access Program at Beth Israel Deaconess Plymouth talking about the services and supports that are available locally.
Do you have a question? No?
Just want to make sure I get Bob in there. Bob's been quiet for a bit there, so...
I'm looking at all the public access stuff that PAC TV does, and it's fabulous that they take such a look into what the communities need, and health and wellness is a big, big one. If you just heard what the mayor was just on in the previous show was talking about, and part of that is health and wellness with the opiate problems and what goes on in all of these communities, because a lot of people don't really understand. They just put the hand up and say it's not there, but every single community on the South Shore is affected by this. So to have this type of a situation going on at PAC TV is fabulous. I mean, because it brings it to the forefront of what the problems really are in a community, and not enough people are asking the right questions. So I applaud you for what you do, because it needs to be brought out. People need to talk about it. It seems to be that big arc in a room that everybody knows is there, but they don't want to talk about it.
And I agree with you totally. It problems don't go away. As we see, problems increase and they get worse if we're not talking about them and we're not talking together as a community about what are the solutions. And at PAC TV, we really just see ourselves as we're a service provider. Our job is to service our four communities in every way that we can. So in addition to having classes for people to learn how to make their own television programming, being able to make government meetings and information available to members of our communities, if we don't reach out and use our skills and our facility to provide community service, I don't think we're doing our job.
Are you always, where do you stand as far as ideas for future shows? Are you always out to advocating for ideas? Maybe it's something that is little known about, but yet you can kind of shine a brighter light on
with
the program?
Absolutely, absolutely. And with each episode, I end the episode asking people to, we want to hear their comments. We want to hear about what are the topics that people in the community want to hear about. So people can email me at any time, donna@pactv.org. Mm. In addition to the show being on our channels, it's available on our website, pactv.org. And we also have it, so people are able to watch it directly on the website. We have a page directly for building community. People are able to watch it video on demand on the website. And a lot of the programs that we do offer as an organization are available video on demand on the website.
How well has it been to work with professionals around the area, the Plymouth area? Has it been, you know, folks that are receptive to saying, yeah, I want to be a part of this program if it's going to help not only the community at large, but you never know, maybe folks might come in to see me for assistance. Do you get a win-win out of this?
The response has been unbelievable. Anybody that we've reached out to has jumped right on board and been really excited about it. One of the things in trying to provide service to our nonprofits, because they're the people providing the direct essential services to members of our community, is that these folks are so busy doing their job and providing the services that not every organization has the ability to do the outreach or maybe to do marketing to really be able to get out there and present what's happening and what they can offer. So by helping them, by having a show where they can talk about what they offer and what are the needs of our community members, you know, we're helping them to make that happen. We've had the head of Beth Israel Deaconess Plymouth has been on the show. Our representative in our area, Matt Moratori, has been on the show. We've had the Plymouth Superintendent of Schools on the show. We've just had a wonderful response. So it's really exciting to be able to have these conversations. And again, I'm fascinated by all of these topics, and I really enjoy having the opportunity to learn more about what's happening in our towns and to learn about the services.
What was it? Now, I know you guys have multiple studios. Did you design a whole set for this as well? And I mean, was there a lot of fun in doing that, being somebody who does a little work behind the scenes when it comes to local TV. It's, you want to have, every show has to have its uniqueness. Did you, other than being the person who helps select certain folks who will sit, you know, opposite of you, you have a hand in kind of designing, whether it's the graphics, whether it's what the set would look like?
Well, that's a funny story, because it took us, the hardest part of the show was coming up with the name. We had a group of creative people in the room, and we bounced so many names around. When it came down to the graphics, that literally was the most difficult part of it. And we did design a set. We are using part of the set from our new show, PAC TV Community News, but we also have designed graphics and artwork with that, and we have different staging for it too. So it is its own unique show. You can take a look at it again on our website. You can see pictures of the set and the artwork and graphics, and it's wonderful being able to work as part of a really creative team too. So in addition to providing community service, it gives us as an organization, the staff and our volunteers, an opportunity to really, you know, work those muscles too for video production.
What's some of the other needs? Do you feel the drug issue and where things stand with people's finances? I know a lot of food pantries in the area are always looking for assistance. Do you find folks in those areas seeking out your assistance?
Absolutely. We've, you know, through PAC TV, some other programming on our channel, including our news program, we've worked with Judge Minahan out of the Plymouth Courts. We have talked to, you know, a number of folks about what is happening with the addiction problem on the South Shore. We've also done public service announcements with the folks through Pembroke Titans Against Drugs, America's Hometown Against Heroin. We are looking forward to continuing this conversation. It's not something we can do a single episode about and end. This is a conversation that needs to be ongoing. So we will be covering it on Building Community, but we're also going to be covering it in as many ways as we possibly can.
Donna, when you move forward with this type of programming or this type of situation, if the people in need are the ones that need to get the information off of, whether it's your website or when you're doing the different shows that you do, because they're the ones in need. So by reaching out to, we'll say, the chief of police or the different people in the different parts of the town, that you mentioned the superintendent, that's fabulous. But there's also a giant population out there, especially you cover four towns, that are out on the street. They're in need. How do they get in touch with who? Who would you send them to?
Well, I mean, I think it depends on the issues that people presented with. Being the organization that we are in touch with a lot of the service organizations in our towns. So anybody, if they have access to our channel, if they have access to the internet, we also provide references on our website for all of our bulletin board messages, and we provide on our website on the Building Community page resources for any of the topics we're discussing. We are really blessed in the South Shore in that we have so many incredible nonprofit organizations that are providing essential services and are really trying to help combat some of the problems some of our residences have. And of course, finances is an issue. People being able to feed their families, people being able to care for their families, being able to have safe homes, all of those are things that we need to talk about. One of the other things that we're looking at doing moving forward, myself and some of our staff at PAC TV sponsored a focus group for nonprofits in January of this year. And what we wanted to do was, instead of assuming what are the needs of these nonprofits, we wanted to talk with them and find out what are their challenges in being able to reach people who could utilize their services? What were their challenges in outreach and marketing? So it was really wonderful, because the Chamber of Commerce allowed us to use their facility, and we had over 20 people attend, and they were from different nonprofits. And that was another goal, was to be able to pull people from Health and Human Services, from the arts, from a variety of areas, to see what are their similarities and differences and needs. And what we found from that session was that we also want to be able to have a coalition of us working together, you know, that we're not all competing for the same monies, perhaps, to be able to provide the service that we do in our communities, but we also can help to support one another. So moving forward, we're going to be coming up with some new shows for our nonprofits, and we're also going to be working with our business community to sponsor some trainings and workshops for our area nonprofits to help them in being able to further develop the way they market their services.
Anything you want to say in closing, Bob?
Well, I think it's fabulous that they're taking an educationally based focus to educate the population, because once you educate them, then they can start to help themselves. So by helping themselves, they can educate other people. And it all comes back to education. And I knew we'd probably get around to that at some particular point. But it's the truth.
Yeah,
it's an educational educationally based focus. And so thank you for what you do.
And we use the phrase educate and empower people.
Exactly.
You know, in everything that we try to do, whether it, again, is teaching somebody to be able to create their own television program, to be able to share their visions and their ideas with their communities, or if it's working with our nonprofits to be able to reach constituents who really need their services.
Great.
I guess I would ask you anything in closing that you want to say in regards to not only building communities, anything PAC TV, if folks want to find out a way how they can get involved with PAC TV, maybe you might need volunteers, and if volunteers are essential when it comes to an organization like this, how can they help out?
Absolutely. People can visit our website, again, PACTV, PACTV.org. Also, take a look for us on, you will find us on Facebook and all social media. If you want to come over to the studio for a tour, give us a call, 508-830-6999. And thank you both so much for having me here tonight.
You got it. I want to thank you for joining us.